Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are getting a chance to visit with Beth Earlbeck, and she of course is the Cass County ISU Extension Youth Coordinator and right now is busy with FAIR. But you love it, don't you, Beth?
I do. I love FAIR. FAIR is one of those things that it you get excited for year-round, but now that it's here, it's like, oh, everybody's here. It's FAIR time.
Yes. But we do need to remember this. Stuff goes on all year round. It's not just FAIR. I used to get upset when people said, "Oh, now you must be busy. It's FAIR." But you're busy all year long too.
Yes, we are busy all year long with the programs that we offer here in Extension, 4-H related and not 4-H related. We definitely have lots of things going on. And really, when we start planning for FAIR, it starts in August. Our FAIR board sets those dates in August. They kind of start working out the schedule. We have our cattle that come to the fairgrounds that get weighed in December, so we're already thinking about FAIR. In December, and our 4-H and FFA members are planning for those type of things. So planning for county fair is a year-round thing.
And so if people have comments, people are at the fair and say, well, it'd be really nice if, or why does this happen? Now is a good time to contact you or one of the fair board members or somebody and give that comment.
Yes. So during county fair, when people give me comments, I have a little spot in my phone that I actually put in suggestions for 2017. So we're already starting to make that list even today. So, but always after county fair, we have a superintendent's meeting that we start making those fair changes and whatnot. So always looking for ways to improve and make the Cass County Fair even better in Southwest Iowa.
Well, given the weather, you actually have a big announcement to make for today.
Yes. So because of the weather and the heat index that we're planning today, we are moving our King and Queen and Little Miss and Mister contest to the Atlantic High School auditorium. The time will still be the same. Our Little Miss and Little Mister will start at 7 p.m. King and Queen contest will start at 7:30, but it will not be on the fairgrounds. It will be at the Atlantic High School auditorium. So I want to give a shout out to Atlantic High School for letting us work with them on that to get our contest changed, make it a little more comfortable for our contestants as well as the people who are coming to support it.
Actually, for both. And I was thinking about those young women who are putting on those formals, and although they may be strapless, there's still a lot of weight and a lot of warmth to them. And everybody's dressed up, and it's hard when it's this hot.
Yes, and that's, I was sharing that with some of the queen contestants yesterday at static judging, and they were saying, oh, thank goodness, because we were worried how hot it was going to be sitting there in the sun. So it'll be the best option that we have to look at right now for the heat that we're looking at today.
And everybody will appreciate that. So folks, remember, you can come and enjoy the King Queen contest and the new Little Miss and Little Mister in the cool at the Atlantic High School, same time. But there are other things, of course, going on. What's kind of a highlight of tomorrow, Friday?
Tomorrow on Friday is our dog show starting at noon. We have our cattle coming in the morning. We have our, right now we're planning for a livestock judging contest. And then we have the bull ride tomorrow night. So definitely come out, check out some of the things that are going on in the fairgrounds, grab something to eat at the food stand. That's how we keep our fair free, and then enjoy the night entertainment.
Okay. And you know what, Beth? We need to go back to tonight because we talked about the contest being moved, but the food stand is open.
Yes. Yep. So our food stand is still open tonight. They have a supper menu that is absolutely wonderful. I was sharing with some of the other staff in the office today that, you know, I look forward to FAIR for lots of things, but it's also really nice to walk down the hill and get some lunch. So, and supper as well. So the food stand will still be open tonight. So if you're planning to go to King and Queen and Little Miss and Little Mister, stop out of the fairgrounds, grab supper, and then head up to the Atlantic High School. We also will have the static building open tonight. That was kind of a new change for this year, was we were going to have the static exhibits open for people who are coming to King and Queen to stop in, look at those awesome exhibits that our 4-H and FFA members brought in, and then they can enjoy the King and Queen contest. So we will have the building still open from 5 to 6:30 tonight, and then we'll close it and then head up to King and Queen as well. But so I encourage anybody who is planning to go to King and Queen and Little Miss and Little Mister, stop at the food stand at the fairgrounds, run up to the community building and look at the static exhibits, and then head to the high school.
And of course, there are lots of other hours on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And is the building still open on Monday?
Yes. So our building is open basically all day. Majority of the time is 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. There might be some days in there that it opens at 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. But it's open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So definitely stop up sometime while you're on the fairgrounds and check out those exhibits. They are awesome.
When are the exhibits released?
Exhibits are released Tuesday morning during the sale. So we will be here from 8 to 10 a.m. For our 4-H and FM members to come in and grab those exhibits and take them home and put them on display or do what they plan with them.
And a few of them will be getting them ready to go to State Fair, of course. Now, you mentioned sale. Give us the time, you know, when's the sale going on?
The sale is on Tuesday morning starting at 8 a.m. We'll be down in the indoor show ring, so it should be a little bit cooler because it's a little shaded. We'll start with swine in the morning and then move through the rest of the species and end the day with our cattle.
Okay, so there's one day yes. for sale, not yep. two like it a long time ago used to be.
Yes, a one-day sale.
Yes, and we just sort of have to remind some of us have been around for years that things do change. Now, there are some other shows that people might be interested in. I understand you have a big number of rabbits.
Yes, our rabbit show is Friday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., and we have over 200 rabbits that our exhibitors bring and showcase, and it's a really interesting show, and it's a really neat show. My favorite part about it is seeing the excitement of those 4-H and FFA members, because they really do work hard on those projects, and this is their time to showcase their skills and their things they've learned.
Yeah, and that's important. You know, there are cattle, that's for some people is the most important, but those rabbits are equally important mm-hmm. to the members who are showing those. And then the other kind of small one, it's the poultry.
Yes, our poultry show is on Sunday at 10 a.m. And last weekend we had our plorum testing that we're required to do to have a show. And it was great to see those 4-H'ers come in and tell me about their projects. Beth, I'm bringing ducks this year. Or look at my awesome turkey. He's huge. You know, those things are make my job the best, because those 4-H'ers are really, really excited about those projects. And they love when people come out and hear about them or watch them being shown during the shows.
And then sort of in between, you mentioned, I believe, the dog show, but kind of in between the cattle and the rabbits, perhaps in size, I think are goats
yes.
and sheep and pig. I mean, you've got some sort of all sizes here for all size kids and interests. So what about the goat show?
Our goat show is on 2 p.m. at 2 p.m. on Saturday. So this year we changed the schedule a little bit for when we were going to have some of our livestock shows. And this year, Saturday kicks off with the sheep show at 8 a.m. And then at 2 p.m. we're going to start our meat and dairy goat show.
Okay. So all of those shows going on that you really want people to come to see. And of course, we haven't talked about the evening performances. Those are more kind of fair board kinds of things. But we might mention the new tractor pull area.
Yes. So this year, our fair board and our grounds committee decided that we really needed a bigger, a safer track for having our tractor pulls at fair. So this year, they have been working really, really hard. I know Stamp Construction has been working the track, and some of the fair board members and grounds committee members. So the track this year for tractor pull is southeast of the community center. So it's not in that general grandstand area this year, but it's southeast of the community center. So they're going to have a bunch of bleachers out there and getting sound and lights and everything set up for that. But that'll be a new location. It'll be exciting this year because it'll be definitely safer for the crowd, and they say the crowd will be able to enjoy it even more.
Okay. And it's not that digging up in front of the stage and all that sort of thing. This is permanent and actually could be used at another time.
Yes, so that's one of the benefits of having the permanent track is they might be able to bring in maybe some other pulling associations or some other events throughout the year for the pulling track. So that's a benefit of having it there as well.
Okay. Now, Clover Kids, of course, have been judged, and those are the kindergarten through third graders. But I'm thinking this is a good time if parents or grandparents have some youngsters that wonder about 4-H. This would be a good time to come and kind of check things out, see what goes on.
Yes. So in the community center, we have our specific Clover Kid area. And Clover Kids, for those of you who may not know, is for our kindergarten through third graders. So the Clover Kids is a non-competitive group of young people, and they get to come. They get to showcase their skills. They get to come and talk about some of the things they've been working on with a caring adult. So in the community center, we have a Clover Kid area with some of those projects that were judged on Wednesday. And then as well on Sunday at noon, we have our Clover Kid animal show. And so those are animals from a bottle calf down to a turtle or a hamster. Our Clover Kids that are kindergarten through third grade will bring those in. And we have our MC is Tom Robinson, and he's going to be talking to those Clover kids, and it's just, it's great to see their skills that they've learned or the things they'll share. And sometimes those Clover kids say some pretty funny things.
And where will that be held?
That'll be down in the outdoor show ring.
Okay. So if people want a schedule of what's going on, I know that you have a leaflet around, it's on the web, it's been in the newspaper. I guess if you don't have any of that, you could always call the extension office.
Yes, contact the extension office. Our number is 243-1132. We can kind of give you a general schedule of the day, or we also have brochures at the office that you can pick up and stick in your pocket. And when you're wondering when things are, you can pull that out and check it out.
Okay, thank you so much, Beth Erlbeck, for taking 10 minutes of your time to visit with us to be so excited about the Cass County Fair. So until next time, remember, it's Cass County Fair time.